Okay, you're locked onto Groovement. This is Unity Radio. I'm Agent J. Joined in the studio by Uma from Shuriken, who will be putting on the Furious Five and Curtis Blow on their UK tour. Hello.
Hello.
Right, first off, I want you to tell me, what is Shuriken Media? And what are these rumours about the Furious Five being exclusive? What go on?
Okay, basically Shuriken Media is a media PR type company. We have been working with people like Ricky Hatton, and we work with various brands like Bench and do things like product placement. What happened was 4 years ago, I did an event with the Furious Five and they came to Manchester.
Where was that?
They were at the Circle Club in Manchester. We did an event, got on really well. Anyway, 4 years later, I got a Facebook message from Dynamite and the rest is history. Basically, they signed to a Manchester company. All their worldwide business is run by us and we're helping to basically build the brand up and strengthen the brand and take it worldwide.
Bringing real hip-hop to the UK.
Bringing real hip-hop to the UK. So the guys turned around and said, we want to go on tour. We want to hit the UK. They love the UK. They love London. They love Manchester. So we did. We got together 10 dates. Two of them are in Manchester. One is at the Surf Club. One is at the Mint Lounge. We're also hitting London, Cambridge, Bristol, Brighton, Leeds, Glasgow, Leamington Spa. And they're on stage with Curtis Blow. What they're doing is they're doing something that's never been done before. They're doing their track first, then Curtis is doing a track, then they're doing a track, then Curtis is doing a track.
So Las Vegas style.
Yeah, and it's the first time they've actually all been on stage, you know, in the UK, doing a 10 exclusive days. It's going to be fantastic.
When we were chatting yesterday, we were talking about hip-hop's bad rep with promoters, and I was saying that Ghostface got turned back, Pharamunch got turned back recently. People are going to turn up and it's going to be a 10-minute show, then they go home.
Well, this is a full 90-minute Furious Five Curtis Blow show. So we're talking about 90 minutes on stage. They don't want to be the kind of group that kind of goes on stage, you know, disappears after, back to the hotel room. They'll be in the club, in each club around the country. They'll be personally signing all merchandise. They will make sure they meet and greet everybody. So it's going to be quite a big, you know, big thing because it's for the fans out there who love the Furious Five and the music and been waiting for real hip-hop to come back. These guys invented hip-hop along with a few others. They created the scene. They even coined the word hip-hop. So you're talking about true originators of hip-hop.
Are they going to be wearing those costumes?
Nope.
Is that in the contract?
That's in the contract, but no, it's not in the contract.
What about the support acts?
They've all got their individual style, which is what's so great about them. They're like cartoon characters when you meet them. You know, you've got your Melly Mel, you've got Scorpio, you've got Raheem. All of them are different in their own, in their own unique way. They're all fantastic MCs, the best MCs I've heard for a while. So it's just going to be a great, great tour and everybody's excited. Press is excited, venue's excited. We've got support groups jumping on because they want to, you know, they want to go on tour with the Furious Five. So there's just general excitement going around that real hip-hop is back in town.
Right, Furious Five coming to the UK. So the tour starts 18th September at the Jazz Cafe in London, goes all the way through to the 27th September in Glasgow. We're repping the Manchester date here. I'm going to give a shout out to the Leeds date as well because my friend Luby's running that at the Wardrobe. Cambridge, Manchester, Leamington Spa, Bristol, Brighton. Do you think be another one next? What's future plans? Will there be future tours?
Well, future tours. We're looking at, there's a book coming out which is going to blow hip hop world out of orbit really, because it's going to show what happened back in those days. From the people back in those days. So all the kind of politics, the arguments, they're going to be out on print. So it's going to kind of cause ripples within the industry. So we've got a book, we've got a hip-hop musical that's coming out. We're working on, you know, everything from commercials. This is a proper Furious Five, you know, brand relaunch. So we're working on all various different projects on behalf of Furious. We're hitting Europe and there's plans to hit Central Asia, Japan, areas like that, because of the demand for the Furious.
Japan. Japan, love hip-hop. I know that. At Unity Radio, we're going to focus on the Manchester date. We're possibly going to have some giveaways over the next few weeks. T-shirts, tickets maybe. That date is at the Mint Lounge, Wednesday, the 23rd of September. I know me and a couple of mates started a Facebook group before we started talking to Shuriken Media about the event, so I know there's a big buzz already, so I'm hoping it will be. It's going to be rammed.
Hopefully it's going to be rammed, but I think you're not going to see a show like the Furious Five on stage. Last time they did Circle, camera phones were out, everybody was singing in the club, everyone knew the words, and they partied with everyone afterwards, which is, you know, so much fun when you've got, you know, when you're partying with the Furious. They're not the type to just kind of shift off back to the hotel and go, thanks guys, see you later.
You notice if Melly Mel walks in the room, don't
you? You just move when Melly Mel walks in the room. Shift out the way when Scorpio's there.
All right, Uma, there's a website, isn't there? A new website.
www.furious5.co.uk. If you join, you'll get news of everything that's going on, all competitions, freebies, anything like that. You've got to be furious enough to join. So if you are furious enough to join, then join www.furious5.co.uk.
Is Unity Radio.
Let's do a roll call. Who's in the house?
My name is Scorpio. I'm the Furious in the house.
Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow representing. Hello, Curtis. Welcome to Unity Radio.
All right.
Nice one. Who else we got?
And I'm Dynamite.
We got Dynamite. How's Melly Mel doing? Is Melly Mel around?
We got the one and only Muscle Simmons. Melly Mel in the field.
All right, nice one. Right, I'm gonna start off with Scorpio, and I'm gonna make my way around you. Is that all right?
Right.
All right.
Okay, Scorpio, I'm gonna start with you because you've been on Unity Radio before last year.
Right, right.
You were working with China White, and China White are gonna be supporting you. Is that right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, China White is gonna be opening up for about three shows with us. Two in Manchester, one at the Circle. The other one is going to be at the Mint Lounge. You know, they're a great up-and-coming group. I had a feature with them, and it's going to be the first time that we really get to be under the same roof performing.
Yeah, so Curtis, tell me, how has this come about?
Well, actually, it came about when we all did a show together on a boat, the Tom Joyner Cruise, right. And we tried this... this kind of format where we all did a song, and then Curtis did a song, I did a song. We all went back and forth together on stage together, and it worked really, really well. So we decided to try to make a tour of it.
Okay, is this happening? Is this a UK exclusive?
Yes, this is the first time ever the UK. Exclusive coming out to the great, great land of England to make it happen and represent the real old school.
Okay, thanks, Curtis. Let's go on to Dynamite before we go on to Melly Mel. Dynamite, how are you doing?
I'm good, mate. First, I'd like to give a big shout-out to my favorite team, Manchester United, yesterday on that five-nil win.
Are you rocking the Manchester United colours over there?
Yeah, that's my team, man. I'm a rocky Manchester United. That's my team.
Dynamite, give me your little bit of your history with the Furious Five, because is it right you set up when Melly Mel sort of branched off?
Oh yeah, I've been originally around these guys all my life since their early beginning. Most people know me, but I am the Furious Five. Well,
yeah.
But I'm in there. Got a whole big muscle down.
Nice one, Dynamite. Right, let's go to the so many of you, man. Let's go over to Muscles. Is Muscle Simmons there?
Hi.
How you doing, Melly Mel? Melly Mel. Furious Five, back with a vengeance.
Oh yeah, the Furious Five is definitely back with a vengeance, and we're gonna entertain along with the great Curtis Blow. It's gonna be one of the greatest shows that England has ever seen, and going to change the landscape of hip hop ever.
Listen, man, I'm going to open this up here. Let's wind it back to 2007, and your induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Has anything changed for the Furious Five since that induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I'll throw it out there, whoever wants to chip in.
Well, I mean, things have actually changed just from the level of being Rock and Roll Hall of Famous. But to be honest, when that situation happened, the Furious Five as a cohesive unit wasn't collectively at a team behind. You know what I mean? So it was like an opportunity that came that we wasn't able to capitalize or take advantage of,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we didn't have, like, right management, right agents, and right, you know, other people in place to take advantage of that. So, you know, yes, change for us being Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, but not to the point of really getting our full momentum of the opportunity.
Right.
So that's why, one of the reasons why we hooked up, you know, with Shrunken Media, over in Manchester, you know, that's like one of the first steps out of many steps that we'll be taking of rebuilding the brand, the Furious Five.
And do you find that, so this is like a relaunch for the brand, isn't it? Sort of in your face.
Exactly.
Do you find that, I mean, starting off in the UK, is that, you know, it's already, as soon as the posters sort of went up in Manchester, there's a massive buzz already. Do you find the UK audiences any more welcoming than the US?
Well, we look forward to it. We're getting a lot of buzz out of Germany and Italy and also France. So we're looking forward to taking this thing around the world and making a go of it. Like I said, you know, the first time ever and all of us have been on stage together. And it's going to be something incredible. Praise God.
And we're here that all of you, I'm presuming Curtis included as well, doing this for the fans, so you're going to be signing stuff, doing a, like, 90-minute show.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No doubt. We'll be on stage for more than an hour. We know how Europe loves two-hour shows, so we'll be out there doing that. And we'll be signing autographs and taking pictures and doing the whole merchandising thing. That's going to be our claim to fame, and that's how we do it. Old school. We're not like the new guys who go out and do a show and see. We'll be out there hanging out with our people.
Okay, thinking about the Furious Five has got me thinking a lot about sort of hip-hop culture and the four elements, the four original elements that you don't really see a lot of anymore. Is there anyone that you think is representing true hip-hop at the moment?
I don't know. I think out of the new guys, maybe, I don't see it where they represent like that. I like my bands like The Roots, perhaps. I think that's the way to look at that. Yeah.
And I mean, truth be told, I don't think it should be left for somebody new to represent, you know, original hip hop and traditional hip hop. I think that's supposed to be left for us and the people. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, the people is what made hip hop what it was, and that's what's going to, you know, keep the flag flying. And once the people understand that, you know, that we actually need them to keep this whole thing going, and that they're the major component of what kept hip hop alive, because no matter who came in throughout all these years, who hip hop fans out there, they always loved hip hop for what it is in its pure form, the break dancing, the graffiti, the MCs, and the DJing. They always loved that and respected that in its pure form. So, like I always tell people, everything ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? Rap, hip hop ain't for rappers, and rap ain't for hip hoppers. You know, and at the end of the day, we're gonna have to represent what we represent, and then let them represent what they represent, and draw a definite line on what's what and who's who.
Yeah.
And then it'll be clear to everybody.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, the difference that rap is just one element.
Right. It's just, you know, and it's especially commercial rap is just about half the element. It ain't even the whole element because of what they rapping about. They're just presenting, you know, a mostly negative kind of counterculture format.
Yeah.
You know, hip hop was everything. Hip hop was all music. Hip hop was all nation. You know what I mean? Hip hop ain't just about inner city and guys that sell drugs and guys that shoot people. That's not hip hop. Hip hop is all nature. Pop is somebody in Tokyo rapping over the same beats that we rap, but they telling their story. Or somebody in Austria telling their story. Or somebody in Lithuania telling their story. Or the break dancers are expressing themselves to the break beats. Or the graffiti artists are representing, you know, with their different styles and doing their thing. And the DJs, you know, matching to the beat. So, it is hip hop is a lot bigger than rap, but it's just that the true hip hoppers have been put in the background because they, you know, tried to put the rap in the forefront and make it young and make it new and make it fresh. But you know, hip hop is always going to be original and it's always going to be new because it's always there, you know, and it's always growing and it's maturing. Whereas rap is only, as far as I'm concerned, it only grows down. It just gets younger, it gets more simplified, and the people that participate in it, they get less and less about hip-hop or about music. It's less and less about hip-hop and music than it is about image or about, you know, subculture. Instead of it being about hip-hop culture.
Of course. And there seems to be a definite sort of lack of voice as well and lack of... You know, like you go back to the message and sort of white lines. There's always a message sort of coming through. There seems to be a lack of that at the moment.
Yeah, and even when we first started, doing music before we even did the message. I mean, it was just about having good old fashioned fun. When we was at the bar, when we was doing what we had to do before we, you know, we always got together and we just made it fun and made people forget about what it was. You know, to be growing up in the ghetto, we added an element to the ghetto. Instead of just embellishing the worst parts of it, we added a great part of it. That's people having fun, you know, people doing their thing, expressing themselves through dance, through music. You know, that's what it was all about.
Did you feel like any of you, like this goes out to all of you as well, like when you were starting off, obviously, at some point, you must have started to feel like it was getting very big. Did you feel like people supported you? Did your family support you at the time because of this new thing? It was quite revolutionary at the time.
Well, I mean, you know, we definitely, as far as, you know, our parents, you know what I mean, when we first started, it all sounded like noise to them. You know, they grew up listening to, like, songs like Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. People like that, so you have to hear us talking, it'll still sound like noise. But as far as our peers and our friends and people on our level, it was the newest, best thing since sliced bread, you know what I mean? Because it was the first time that, you know what I mean, especially coming up in the inner cities when most 9 out of 10 times you frowned upon, you look like, you know, those people ain't worthy of nothing. So if anything, moving forward, and we created our own language, our own voice, that gave us its power, you know, even if it's just in our mind and to ourselves, you know what I mean? So it was a beautiful time in hip-hop, just to create a subculture out of a whole culture, a nationwide culture. So it was a beautiful time for us.
Can I just fire this one at Dynamite? I understand, Dynamite, that you've... You've written a book, is that right?
Yes, I've written another book. It's called How I Keep Going Under. We're trying to get it published. But we were talking yesterday, me and Scorpio, he just did an interview on allhiphop.com. Mm. Amazing how people don't really know our history. Like, people were amazed to find out that Kool Herc and Grandmaster Flash, Herc never really liked Grandmaster Flash in the 65. And, you know, we never really ran around with rappers. Always kind of stood off to ourselves,
right.
And the other rappers followed what the Furious Five did. So yeah, it's interesting. I think actually all five members of to get from five different of hip hop don't really know.
So with the book, are you trying to sort of, you know, get out what really happened?
I just want to get the Furious Five story up.
Yeah, get recognized.
Because it's always told somebody else that they weren't there. You know what I'm saying? But never told it from an originated history.
Hmm. I think if you look at, obviously, Flash has had his new album, The Bridge, out last year, I think it was, and he was appearing on the UK over here. I don't know how it was in the States, but there's a big thing about 30 years of hip-hop and Grandmaster Flash, this and that. But I noticed that none of the Furious Five were on this new album. Did you get asked to be?
Of course not, because if we would have got asked to be, Furious Five would have been on there. You know, and to all due respect to everybody who's trying to move forward, I think really Flash did himself an injustice.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean, even out of all the due respect to all of the other great artists on there, like Snoop, Busta Rhymes, and all of them other cats, you know what I mean, what the planet always want and what they yearn for is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. So he really hurt himself more than helping himself by alienating us, just like, you know what I mean, just like your question was, why wasn't the Furious Five on? It came out of your mouth, and that's what I think the planet wanted to hear. You know what I mean? But I think that's something he wants to intentionally stay away from, because he probably didn't want to answer a bunch of questions like, what was it like to be in the studio again with Melly Mel and the Furious Five? And he just tried to, he's almost trying to rewrite history.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean, to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Don't get it wrong. We got love for him because he's like, he's come from our bloodline and we come from his. But, you know, yes, some of his tools right now is almost counterproductive to itself.
I suppose it's time, really. I mean, if you're coming back with this, you know, rebranding and everything, and you've got your new website and the new tour, it's time to sort of, like, take no prisoners. I mean, you need to be recognised now, really, don't you? If you've been sort of misrepresented the past 30 years, it needs to be said, doesn't it?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer in destiny and fate, and we were all included, because, I mean, me and Curtis Blow knew each other actually before each of us even started rapping. That's how we go back with this, and it just so happened that Curtis Blow ended up being Curtis Blow. Melly Mel wound up being Melly Mel that was down with Grandmaster and the Furious Five. And now everything is in full circle, you know. And actually right now the original hip-hop and the traditional hip-hop is about to come back in fashion, because everything that's been done in hip-hop, the message is still one of the greatest records. And even though I made records, it's still the greatest record. And Curtis Blow is still one of the greatest artists that ever did it. So there's always room for us to rebrand what it is that we do, because we've never been replaced.
Melly Mel, I mean, I was just talking to Uma from Shuriken Media just now. You've even had your name spelled wrong for all that time. Is that right?
Well, I always spelled it one way with one L.
One L, yeah.
When it came out on record, they spelled it with two L's.
And they kept it.
Now I guess, spells is just the way you spell it right now. And I guess I spelled it wrong.
Do you ever...
Right.
Yeah. You had your sort of debut album come out a couple of years ago, Melly Mel. Do you find it a struggle? Do you ever feel like just giving up? Because, I mean, obviously you don't, because you've come back with this tour and everything, but surely you must get so frustrated, all of you, with, you know, you're the originators, you're the pioneers, and then you put an album out and it doesn't get the love.
Well, you know what it is? It's not frustrating, because we've been hearing no all our life. So at the end of the day, you just got to keep loving what you do, and it is no frustration. You know, I'm more or less disappointed in the industry, because you got cats that's basically a national treasure. Like, if you could take any genre of music, you can't find the guys who actually created and pioneered the genre.
Yeah.
Whereas in hip hop, all of these guys are still around. Herc, Bam, Flash, Us, OD, Kurt, all of these guys are still around. And then you got an industry that's worth $1 billion. They'll invest in dope dealers, thugs, common criminals, murderers, hoes. They won't invest in the origins of the genre itself. That would make the whole thing come full circle. Because we are the treasure of hip hop. We are the archives of hip hop. And they don't invest no money in us. So it's not being frustrating, because you know what it is? It would be better for us if we could find somebody that would invest in us, and we could do it on our own, because as far as art goes, we still control the art part of hip-hop. They just control the music, and the music is being watered down. The music, and like I said, and some of the music is good. For the most part, it's just not good. I mean, I'm not trying to be hard on nobody. I'm trying to knock nobody.
No, but
it is what it is. You know what I mean? And like I said, it would be beneficial for us to find somebody that would invest in us. I guarantee we'll be the next biggest thing in hip hop because we're the pioneers and we're the national treasures of hip hop.
Can you see yourselves, because you're setting out to do this, like you're saying, to reestablish yourselves, can you see yourselves, and I'm not saying there's a need for it, do you think there's a need for it, to get back together with Grandmaster Flash and do it that way, or are you going to, that's it, we don't need him, we're going to go solo now?
Well, you know what, I mean, as far as us realistically trying to move forward, Flash would only come back into the picture when the picture gets bigger than him, because right now he's in a position where he thinks he is the picture. And he actually is not. As the Flash and the Furious Five, you can't really separate that. And the more he's going to try to move forward on his own because he's Grandmaster Flash and he has the name brand of Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah.
When the Furious Five moves forward, all he's going to do is involve himself in the bigger picture because he don't see the bigger picture. We're going to have to paint the bigger picture for him to understand that he was supposed to be doing what we would end up doing anyway.
And what if he comes running?
As far as right now, he feels he can do it on his own. He's a grown man. He's entitled to do that. and I feel we have enough talent to pull off what we need to pull off and achieve what we need to achieve on our own.
Right, thank you. Let's. Is Curtis still there?
Yo, Curtis. We've
lost him.
Maybe Flash got him. Right.
Alright. You funny dude.
Yeah, one time. You watch your back, Dynamite.
Right. Foot.
Lock the door. Okay, guys, listen. We've got a couple more minutes left. I'm going to. I want you to. We've bigged up the show. We know it's coming. We know we've got the Mint Lounge in Manchester. That we're going to maybe give away some tickets on the show in the next couple of weeks and everything. But let me say the buzz on the... We launched a Facebook group. The buzz is really there and people are going to show and people are going to be rapping along, you know.
It's a big movement on Facebook. You know, that's part of the strategy leading into the tour. We want a little Facebook site and website www.35.co.uk. And want them... Manchester, the real jump off. Because everybody says London, 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 but we know the real hip hop.
You know it.
Big shout out to Ross Barrow and Tim. So they're listening.
Nice one, guys. Listen.
Right. Now, I was just saying, I know we're about to wind down, but we definitely are going out to all our Manchester people. You know what I mean? Even Big Ricky Hatton. You know what I mean? And I'm there. Ricky should have listened to me, man.
Has he told you to say that?
God. Oh, you know what? I was a crazy fan of Ricky Hatton because when we used to tour over there a lot, we didn't know too much about him in the States. But the last couple of tours, when me and Mel and Dynamite were coming over there, you know, he was all in our face from being over there. He was a big fan of his, man. You know, still is, man. Just hope he get it together and go back to brawling, man. You know what I mean? I don't think, you know, all due respect, he's never going to be the pretty boy Floyd Muhammad Ali style of fighter, you know what I mean? But he's good at what he do. You know what I mean? So I just want to give a shout out to Ricky, man. Tell him keep his head up, man.
Are we not going to see a wrestling match between Grandmaster Melly Mel and Ricky Hatton?
I'm in.
Count me in.
Right.
Hell
is crazy enough now. Ain't nobody backing down.
Hey, man, if Curtis is gone now and if Flash has got Curtis, we're going to have to replace him with something.
He got Kurt in the headlock.
Right.
Nah, I want to give a shout-out to Kurt. I want to give a shout-out to the Lightning Bolt. Yeah, I'm back. I want to give a shout-out to the Lightning Bolt, man. He just broke the world record again for the 200 and the 100.
Yeah, he's the man. We need to get him in Manchester.
He's talking about you, Usain Bolt. That's what we talk about.
Yeah, he's incredible, man. I hope we get to meet him.
Well,
what is the Lightning Bolt, Kurt?
We've got to get into one of the shows.
Usain Bolt. That's a runner.
Oh, okay. Oh, my man, yeah. All right, yeah.
Okay, guys, I'll leave you to discuss that amongst yourselves, yeah?
Yeah, right. You know how we do.
Listen, right. Thank you so much for popping on, and you just take care. And listen, this whole thing. Once you come to Manchester, we'll show you the sights. We'll take you around if you've got any time. But I'm going to hook up with you and get a face to face interview.
Yeah, of course. So the last thing we like to, you know, collectively, the previous five along with Curtis, like to thank Shrunken Media. You know what I mean, for making this happen, and you know, along with the rest of the team and Manchester Circle Club. On the 20th September, Furious 5, Curtis Blow will be in the building. On the 23rd, Mint Lounge, Manchester, Furious 5.
That's what it's all about. Listen, I heard that...
Curtis Blow in the building.
I heard that Uma from Shuriken Media, I heard she keeps you in line.
You know, we'll let her get away with that one real quick, yeah.
You need to be getting your early nights.
On love.
No drinking.
Very shitty. Well, okay.
All right, guys.
We all coming to Manchester, right?
Yeah, we'll get you when you're here. Nice one, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. Peace.
All right.
Thank you.
Song of beat.